Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we learn how to live well or just even incorporate something into our daily lives that might help us to live that little bit better. And today I'm chatting to Paul O'Neill from the Bray Wheelers Cycling Club. Paul, good afternoon.
Thank you, Andrea. Great to be here. Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity.
When did you take up cycling?
Well, about 15 years ago, I used to run an awful lot. And then I found, hey, you know, this is getting a little harder. Let's get on the bike a bit. So started about 15 years ago, and that was kind of mid-40s. Then I joined Bray Wheelers. And since then, cycling has fundamentally taken over absolutely everything.
Really, yeah. In what way, Paul?
Well, I mean, at the end of the week, you know, you're looking forward to getting out on a Saturday morning, Sunday morning or whatever, or even during the week in the summer evenings. But also, we've seen so much of Ireland on a bike as well. It's not just about getting in your local spin areas, but doing lots of things around the country. We've seen parts of the country that you wouldn't normally see definitely in a car. But being in Wicklow and being in Bray, we have one of the best cycling environments right on our doorstep. So we can get into the Sally Gap or, you know, the beautiful Wicklow National Parks and stuff like that fairly easy. And that's where we spend a lot of our time.
So, but you, by all accounts, you were fairly active before you joined the Bray Wheelers.
Pretty active, yeah. But what I found, I think the biggest thing I've got out of cycling is almost the social and recreational part of it. When I was running, you're running on your own a lot of the time. And when I started cycling, I was cycling on my own all the time. And anybody who's out there cycling on their own, I would encourage them to think about joining a club, because that social and recreational part of the club is very, very important. And that's what's driven me a lot, is that you're with other boys and girls, you're doing different things and going different places. And of course, anybody who cycles knows that the coffee stop at the end of a spin is the most important thing. It's almost like a men's shed, as some people call it. Right?
Is easier than running? Would you say cycling?
It's easier than running. I mean, for physical health, I mean, you have the benefits of, you know, a cardiovascular fitness. You do strengthen muscles. It does enhance your flexibility as well. And it's a low impact exercise that makes it a lot easier on the joints compared to something like running.
Yeah,
like
I imagine that. It's particularly on the knees. And
I mean, anybody who has knee injuries or said, hey, you know, go on a bike for a while.
So you're with the club about 15 years. And for you, a lot of it is just the opportunity, I suppose, to kind of meet new people and the recreational side of that.
Meet new people, get out and about and see the world a little bit on a bike. Bray Wheelers itself is 75 years old this year.
That's great.
And we still have men in their 80s who are cycling their bike in the club. You know, guys who would have been pros in the 60s and stuff like that, still out cycling the bike. So it must be good for you, Andrea, if people in their 84 are doing it for that length of time, right?
So is a lot of it off-road? Do you try to stay, you know, off the kind of the main roads, or is it sort of a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. So, I mean, cycling in our club and generally is road biking, or you've got gravel biking, or you've got mountain biking. So from a road biking perspective, a lot of that is on road. But again, you know, we're lucky. We have the playground of Wicklow, quiet roads, relatively traffic free in some places. But also a growing, you know, activity in cycling is the concept of cyclocross or gravel biking, where you're riding on, say, fire roads in the forests and stuff like that as well. And during the winter, that's very, very popular during the winter from that perspective, because you're getting out. If the weather's not great, you've got a little bit of shelter and you're seeing the county from a different angle all the time. And, you know, for me, the mental side of that, you know, if you've got stressful jobs or you're able to get out on the bike, you know, this whole concept of, you know, cycling, reducing stress is actually real. You know, as part of my world, you know, having a stressful enough job, I could get out for an hour at lunchtime or an hour and a half at lunchtime. And when I get back, I can take the world on when I get back. And that to me is the greatest benefit, I think, that I get from cycling. And if I could do that, you know, with a group of friends, it's a double bonus, right?
How good of a cyclist do you need to be to join?
So that's a very good question. You don't need to be a good cyclist to join our club, for example. We do things like couch to 50K, for example, Andrea, and other clubs
couch
do it
50.
As well. So there you go, right? So someone who hasn't never, who has ridden a bike around the block, you know, can get on the program, and in a 6 to 8 week period, we'll get you from going from, you know, 5K to 50K in sort of, you know, the Wicklow countryside. And this has really opened and enlightened people, yeah. You know, and people, and it's a good pipeline
so
for people.
You can kind of learn to cycle. I mean, yes, you can cycle the bike, but you might, like, I was on a bike for the first time this year in probably about 20 years, but I would have never thought about going near a club, or so that's something you could learn if you went to the
absolutely,
life of the club.
Right. And then, and you learn it as a group, right? And then, you know, everybody can cycle a bike, apparently. You know, as we get older, it's good for balance and stuff like that as well. But to get out with a group, build it up over a period of time, yeah. It's great fun and people get great feedback from that. And we have people who joined on a Couch to 50, for example, who are now, you know, almost racing, you know, at that level, right? They just needed a way to get into the club and get moving along.
Now, listeners wondering, I presume joining a cycling club in Ireland means I need to spend a fortune on rain gear?
Well, unfortunately, we can't do anything about the weather.
No, there's a lot you can
but
do,
I don't
but
think
not
it,
that.
You know, but in my opinion, it doesn't rain as much as people think it does, right?
Yeah.
So you get showers and stuff like that. So you don't need to spend a fortune. And this is what I always tell people as well. You don't need to spend a fortune on bikes. Go to Dundeal, go to Adverts or whatever. You know, look at cheap deals that are out there and work your way up the models. I mean, there are very, very expensive bikes out there, but at an entry level, you don't need to do that. Right?
Is there something you recommend, actually, somebody wondering that, is it a sort of kind of an, you know, elitist sport in the sense that you do you need to spend a fortune to get your wheels?
You do not need to spend a fortune, right? You know, we have people who join our club who have spent $300 or $400 on a bike and you can buy relatively cheap bike gear. Those people who joined on a $300 or $400 bike may have traded that bike up after 18 months or so to a bigger bike. But at that stage, they're hooked. And this is the thing about cycling. It will hook you. And, you know, there are a lot of things that you can buy. And there's lots of gadgets and gimmicks. And we all have garments and all that sort of stuff. And we all, you know, check our heart rate. And we all look to see how we did in particular segments on the road and stuff like that. But at an entry level, no.
You don't need
a normal bike. And if you want to go out in the rain, a rain jacket, yeah. And that's it.
Yeah, I imagine, though, the bike to work scheme that was introduced a couple of years ago has probably enticed, you know, yeah. many to join the likes of yourselves and other clubs.
Yeah, great point. I think a lot of people that have come into the club, we've encouraged them to, you know, use the bike to work scheme. And there are lots of places that are around that do really good, you know, offers on bike to work schemes, etc. But the other thing about, you know, if you're wondering about what you should buy, etc., contact your local bike club, get in touch with them. Go to the Cycling Ireland website and there's a list of all the clubs there with names and contacts, and all bike clubs are happy to help people get going on bikes.
Somebody's wondering your favourite cycle trail, cycle route in Ireland. Where do you recommend?
Well, recently, actually, we rode from Bray up to Clundara along the Royal Canal, which was fantastic. And there's another brilliant spin up the Grand Canal, which was also fantastic. And, you know, Middle Ireland, being from Bray and stuff like that, you know, riding through Middle Ireland where, you know, you're in total isolation and stuff like that was really, really inspiring. So anybody who wants to do that, it's a relatively flat route. You know, you could give it a go over a day or two. But that to me was very inspiring. Mayo, Donegal, places like that also amazing. Yeah. And of course, Wicklow.
Finally, text here wondering, can you please ask where would you recommend to buy a used bike? It's hard to know what's genuine or not.
Well, without plugging, would go to your local bike shop and see what they have for you. There's great bike shops out there, 360 Cycles, Cycle Superstore. I know there are others available as well, aren't there? Right? But from that perspective, go to a trusted local bike shop and you should get looked after.
And just finally, actually here, could you please ask the cyclist, can you join if you own an e-bike, not a scooter?
Yes, you can. Yeah,
okay.
There's a couple of people in the club that have e-bikes now. Again, as they move across, some have pedal assist, you know, where you hit a hill and you go up and stuff like that. But yes, generally, e-bikes are becoming very popular.
Okay.
And on some of those trails I mentioned recently, we've seen a lot of people on e-bikes that would be, you know, old enough, still pushing through on e-bikes, which are fantastic.
Fantastic. Well, listen, best of luck with the celebrations at the Bray Wheelers Cycling Club. Paul O'Neill, Paul, thanks a million.
Thanks, Andrea.
For your
thanks.
Time here, yeah, on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.